Thank you for tuning into the Greater Harvest Baptist Church Worship Hour. Our church is located 1617 West Saratoga Street, where the Reverend Earl D. Gilliard Sr. is the pastor. We encourage you and invite you to join us in any of our worship experiences every Sunday, 8 o'clock a.m., 11 o'clock a.m., and then at 5 p.m. is live at 5 from 5 to 6 p.m. Every Wednesday, 12 noon to 1 o'clock p.m., and Wednesday night, midweek worship from work to worship, 7 o'clock p.m. We encourage you to join us in any of our worship experiences, a church reaching generations for Christ. Remember, a church where it's okay to not be okay. God bless you.
Change. Come back home. Turn your life over to God. Send it out for you. I make a change. Oh, sinner, if I were you, I'd make a change. Yeah, sinner. Yes, I will make a change. Come back home. Turn my life over to God. One more time. Yes. Oh, sinner, if I were you, I'd make a change. Hallelujah, sinner. Make a change. Come back home. Turn my life over to God. God bless you. And make a change. Come on, give your God some glory. Give him praise on tonight. Sinner, if I were you, I'd make a change. Hallelujah. Those joining us even now by way of radio, you're tuned to the Greater Harvest Baptist Church. Our church is located 1617 West Saratoga Street, Baltimore, Maryland. We're the pastors, Reverend Earl Gilliard Sr. We'd encourage you to join us for any of our worship experiences every Sunday, 8 o'clock a.m., 11 o'clock a.m., 5 o'clock p.m., and then on Wednesday nights from 7 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. is out from work to worship, midweek worship. Also, early in the day at 12 noon, we have our midweek noonday service from 12 to 1. We encourage you to join us in any of our worship services. We also invite you to join us October the 26th through the 29th for our Fall Revival Crusade, 7 o'clock p.m. nightly, right here at this location, 1617 West Saratoga Street, Baltimore, Maryland. For more information, you can call the church 9 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 2 410-945-2287, 410-945-2287, 410-945-2295 as well. God be praised. Thank God for Jesus on today. Isn't it wonderful? Come on, let's give God some praise and welcome those who are joining us by way of radio. Let's praise God. Amen. Isn't it wonderful? I can't say that enough about it. Praise God. Turn with me in your Bible to Ezekiel, the 34th chapter of Ezekiel. I'm going a different route again today. Thank God we just left the Charity Community Church with Reverend Tyrone Thomas, his pastor there. A great communion service. We had an opportunity to break the bread of life through the spoken word. We left them preparing to go to the Lord's table. Amen. Amen. That wonderful congregation, we salute pastor and people as they are preparing to relocate into the Baltimore County area, amen, and into their new location. And certainly we thank God for them. We celebrate their victory and their, as well as their success. I'm a firm believer, if you cannot celebrate other people, you'll never enjoy your own success, amen. Praise God. Come on, praise God. There's an old saying, jealousy gets you nothing. Amen. Come on, give him glory. Oh, yeah, he's a kind God, isn't he? Isn't he kind? Ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. Jesus is willing to aid you. Jesus will carry you through. Come on and say it quiet with me. Ask the Savior to help you comfort, comfort to strengthen and to keep you. Jesus is willing to aid you. Jesus will carry you through. You just ask the Savior to help. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. Jesus is willing to aid you. Jesus will carry you through. Yield not, come on, say it. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Come on, say it. Each victory will help you. Some others to win. Some others to win. Fight manfully on what dark passion subdue. Look ever, come on, look ever to Jesus. He will carry, he will carry you through. You just ask the Savior, ask him to help you. Comfort, strengthen and keep you. Jesus is willing to aid you. I know Jesus will carry you through. You just ask the Savior to help. Oh, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. Jesus is willing to aid you. Come on, say it. Jesus will carry. Ooh, you just ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, comfort, and keep you. Jesus is willing to aid. I know that Jesus will carry you through. You just ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and keep. Have glory. Jesus is willing to aid. I know that Jesus will carry you. Ooh, you just ask the Savior to help. All you gotta do is ask him. Oh, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. Jesus is willing to aid. Oh, Jesus will carry you through. And we thank him and we give him glory. Ah, yeah, he'll do it, you know. Look with me at the book of Ezekiel, that prophet of mystic visions of marching armies in the person of Ezekiel. Chapter 34, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds. Woe be to you, woe to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat, and you clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick. Neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost. But with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves and fed not the flock. Therefore, O you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and all the inhabited places of the country. And I will feed them in a good pasture and upon the high mountains of Israel. Shall their fold be, there shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between the cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture? But you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but you must foul the residue with your feet. And as for my flock, they eat that which you have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which you have fouled with your feet. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle, because you have thrust with side and with shoulder and pushed all the diseased with your horns till you have scattered them abroad. Verse 22, therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between the between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. Come on, give him praise for the word. I, the Lord, have spoken. I, the Lord, have spoken it. Somebody said, God already said it. Thank you. I love Ezekiel. He's one of my favorite Old Testament prophets because of his deep sense of mysticism. He's known as the prophet of mystic visions, strange visions. He was not well liked by many because of his, if you will, strong prophetic word. He was not well received by many because he was not caught up in the systemic, if you will, corruption of his time. So he is one who solely and totally set apart unto Yahweh to do Yahweh's bidding. The office of prophetic ministry has taken on a totally different connotation today from what is in the Bible. Real prophets usually come with a thus saith the Lord in their mouth. And behind that, thus saith the Lord, there's usually a woe behind the thus saith the Lord. Real prophets don't come, are not sent to tickle your ear and tell you all kind of fancy things like you're going to get a new car and I see this and that happening in your life. That's not prophecy. That's soothsaying. That's false prophecy. Because God is not concerned with your material wealth nor your material gain. God's not concerned with feeding your belly. God's concerned with developing and nurturing your soul. Yes. There are many prophets in this contemporary age who are running around with nothing more than a whole lot of false, if you will, prophetic utterances. But whenever God sent a prophet, he sent a prophet, one, to speak truth to power, especially if the power is corrupt and is abusive and has exploited the people of God. And in Ezekiel, along with Jeremiah, you'll find both of those prophets God had commissioned and called at one point or another in their ministry to speak a word to leadership. Leadership in a threefold, if you will, manner. Those that were leadership in government, monarchs, kings, and also to speak the prophetic and the priestly office, the pastoral office. And then there were those who were in the teaching ministry or the teaching office, teachers and professors, were also prophesied against if what they were teaching led people away from the true worship of Yahweh, if it caused God's people to stumble away from him. Jesus said in his word in the Gospel of Matthew, to be precise, if any of you teach wrong these little ones, or he used the term offend, meaning to mislead, to misguide the least of these, he said it would be better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and be thrown in the depth of the sea than to offend, or to mislead is the word, to mislead, to misdirect, to misinstruct the least of his. The Bible is clear when it comes to proclaiming the truth. Truth must be ministered without any mixture of error. We cannot mix our opinions with God's truth. That's right. When God speaks it, it needs no commentary or clearance from you or me. Because when God speaks, he speaks clear, he speaks clairvoyant, if you will. He speaks so that the thing he is saying, you can really understand it. A fool could not err the wayfaring. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah that the way is so plain, is so straight, that a fool could not err, to the end that Isaiah declared, a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness, and no unclean thing shall walk therein. Because when God sets a precept, God sets a principle, God does not set principles and precepts to be amended by men. What he says, he means, and what he means, he says. Because when God speaks, his word is eternal. And I need you to understand that God honors his word higher than he honors his name. So that the thing he speaks out of his mouth will not return unto him void, except it accomplishes what he sends it to do. And whenever God speaks a thing, you can rest assured it will come to pass. God judges nations and governments just like he judges individuals. We need not think because we stand in some type of holy office that we are exempt from God's prophetic word that may speak against our behavior as well as our demeanor. Every now and then, God has to send a word, send a prophet to the people of God who are at the temple. God has to speak to the prophets and speak to the shepherds, should I say, and say to them, listen, you need to set your house in order, because I ain't pleased with what you're doing. When Ezekiel gets this prophetic word, I'm sure it was hard for him to deliver this word. But early on in his ministry, God had already warned him that when I send you out, son of man, I need you to understand, I need you to have a stalwart, austere disposition. The first thing God says to Ezekiel, don't be afraid of their faces. I don't care how hard they look at you. I don't care how mean they look at you. He said, don't you dare be afraid of their faces. But you stand there flat-footed and you tell those shepherds what thus saith the Lord. How many know today, every now and then, the shepherd needs to hear a thus saith the Lord. There's no need of me standing here preaching to you and don't preach to myself. There's no need of me telling you take the word and eat the whole roll and I kick the plate to the side as if I don't need it. What he says unto one, he says, I'll say it unto all. I did not give a separate standard for the preacher and a separate standard for the people. The preacher don't get a pass to sin, just like the people don't get a pass to sin. The Bible says, follow peace with all mankind, and holiness without no man shall see the Lord. So in Ezekiel's day, exploitation was on the rise. And the exploitation was so horrific that it literally turned the heart and stomach of God, to the end that he had to send Ezekiel with an austere word. He had to stand there and declare, thus saith the Lord. There's something about that phrase, thus saith the Lord, that causes everything in heaven to stand still and take note. Because whenever God sends a message, yes, with the approach, thus saith the Lord, you can almost rest assured something powerful and impactful is about to follow the thus saith the Lord. Most of the time, not all of the time, God will speak this word of chastisement and correction, not to condemn the man, not to condemn the woman, but to challenge the person to make a change. If you don't change, then you will reap the whirlwind. If you don't change, you will reap judgment. If you don't change, you'll reap wrath. You read the same scripture I just read. You watched, you heard what the text says. He said, son of man, I want you to prophesy not to the shepherds, but I want you to prophesy against the shepherds. In other words, I want you to denounce them and their doings and their dealings. I need you to speak for my judgment. I need you to speak for my correction, because the shepherds have allowed themselves to be carried away with their fleshly appetites. They're more concerned with creature comforts, and they're more concerned with filling their bellies while the sheep are hungry, while the sheep are undernourished, while the sheep are malnourished and suffering from malnutrition. And among their flocks, they have set apart special sheep whom they cater to, and they have set sheep against sheep, to the end that some they are feeding and others they are starving. And instead of them feeding the needy, they are feeding the greedy, and the greedy get fatter and fatter, and the greedy sheep become budding sheep. In other words, as I said this morning, these are sheep who are territorial, who come in the fold, a part of the fold, but they fight against the weak sheep, and they take advantage of the weak sheep. But then I hear God say to the shepherds of Israel, I got my eye on you, shepherd. I got my ears open to your conversation, And I've been watching you, how you're dealing and how you are relating to my sheep. And you're treating them as if they're nothing more than objects of opportunity for your own advancement. And I'm sick and tired of you not feeding the sheep the true and sincere milk of the gospel of God. I didn't call you to flatter the sheep. I called you to feed the sheep. I didn't call you to buddy up with the sheep. I called you to lead and to guide the sheep. I didn't call you to set yourself up as a lord over the sheep, but I called you to be a guide for the sheep, and I called you to lead them to green pastures, and I called you to treat them with equity and not with iniquity. You ought not have no important sheep, and you ought not have any less important sheep, but you ought to put them all on the same relationship level and treat them all with tender love and tender care. I didn't call you to beat the sheep, but I called you to bless the sheep. I didn't call you to neglect the sheep, but I called you to nurture and to nourish the sheep. I didn't call you to mishandle the sheep, but I called you to manage the sheep. I called you to be their defense, and I called you to be there, if you will, guide, because they're going through some tough places. But instead, you've been neglectful. You've been, lackadaisical. You allow my sheep to be exposed to all types of dangers. And because you behave yourself not like a shepherd, but you behave yourself like a hireling that you are, you behave yourself like a hustler. You don't care about the sheep. You're just using them, but you have no use for them.
Thank you for tuning into the Greater Harvest Baptist Church Worship Hour. Our church is located 1617 West Saratoga Street, where the Reverend Earl D. Gilliard Sr. is the pastor. We encourage you and invite you to join us in any of our worship experiences every Sunday, 8 o'clock a.m., 11 o'clock a.m., and then at 5 p.m. is live at 5 from 5 to 6 p.m. Every Wednesday, 12 noon to 1 o'clock p.m., and Wednesday night, midweek worship from work to worship, 7 o'clock p.m. We encourage you to join us in any of our worship experiences, a church reaching generations for Christ. Remember, a church where it's okay to not be okay. God bless you.